performance review. So for those in the gallery, when we do get to that item, you'll be asked to leave, unfortunately, but thank you. Item here. So 10.11 accounts for payment. The recommendation before you is that we receive the payments for the month of April 2025 as written. Somebody to move that recommendation, please.
Councillor Lawson Kerr.
Thank you. Seconded.
Councillor Begley.
Thank you. Any queries? Councillor Stratford.
Got a few. EFT 4383 on the public agenda, it's a $4,207.50. On the public agenda, it says staff reimbursement. On the detailed payment listing that came out today, it's a listing for admin consultants.
Sorry, what was the amount?
4383.
EFT.
That was the F.
So it's the 4,200?
Yeah.
So the one that came out today is definitely correct. I will have to refer back to the other one.
Staff reimbursements on
because there. It definitely wasn't a staff reimbursement.
Okay.
Also 4384 Office of Regional Architecture. Just
so that and so that is a grant that we got to do some heritage, like redo our heritage plan for the railway barracks. It's grant funded.
And one more, DD3850.1, it's the Synergy one. It says it's the old NAB building. It's $1,432, which seems extremely high for a building that's not getting used. It's almost the same as the rec centre.
No, so that is definitely for, I think it was for three buildings off the top of my head. So it was for 51 Flint Street, old NAB building. And no, so it was for those two, 51 Flint and the old NAB bank.
So, okay. So there's still quite a bit of power getting used for two buildings, I suppose, especially one that's not getting used. Do we need, I'm just wondering whether we need to check whether there's something drawing power there. Seems quite high. Even if it was a residence plus an unused building, that's quite a lot of power.
Yes.
Thanks, Councillor. That'll be checked out. Councillor Petrell, do you have a question? No. Councillor Lope, I saw a hand there somewhere.
Oh, no, look, we've had a couple of discussions the last couple of days about compliance questions about this list, maybe with that, with what's written down, maybe we need to put a bit more. However, I understand that there's concerns about the cybersecurity, and having read the detailed plan that we received today, I'm very happy that, in my opinion, that seems to be a true and correct record. And there was one comment on the detailed payment. It's the listings about the water bill being really high. And that happened out at the golf club the other day as well. I think it was like with the meter read, I don't know. But if you call them, you can usually get a reimbursement.
Through the chair. So at least three of those properties had their meter readings estimated.
Yeah.
So when we referred to the bills, mm-hmm. and they weren't estimated very correctly.
Right. Thanks, Councillor Lawton. Any other queries? I thought you finished.
I had. Yep. But just on Councillor Lawton's point, I'll make it very clear that given the correspondence from the department on the level of detail in this, I'm not satisfied that we are actually meeting our compliance. So just for a record that, I would like to see more detail in it.
Okay. Thank you. I just remind that as council was told previously, that is something that's been looked into, so that's been proceeded with. Thank you. If there's no further questions, Councillor Begley.
Yeah, a couple. Del
go on your concrete for the, this is more of a general query, not the actual transaction, for the culvert pipeworks and headwalls. Has that been completed there? Is that still in progress?